Daf Ayin Zayin. So we got to the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the new parak. The mission begins. The parak begins. Hatoda Hayisaba Chamish Son Yushalmiyo. So this is going to be a little bit mathematical, guys. I'm sorry. It's always hard to learn math from the Gemara, but this is what we're doing now. So the mission tells us that again, Hatoda Hayisaba Chamish Son Yushalmiyos, that they would come from five son, which is a volume of wheat, and the measurement of a sa Yushalmi sa. Shehein Shesh Madbarios, which is equal to the six sa'in of Midbarios, which refers to how they measured things in the times of Moshe in the Midbar. So it was the same exact volume, but it was six sa'in for Moshe, it was five sa'in for Yushalmi. It was the same height, but the definition of sa' was different, meaning Yushalmi was a larger sa' than that of the Midbar, so therefore you only need five sa'in to get to the mount for Yushalmis, as opposed to you need six sa'in to get to that same threshold of the Midbarios. Then the Mishnah says, "Shtei Efos Ha'efa Shalosh Sa'im." So to get six Sa'in of Midbarios, you need two Efos, because each Efa is three Sa'in. So you need two Efos to get six Sa'in. And then you need each Shtei Efos equal Esrim Isaron. So Asara, so again, you need a total of 20 Isaron now. That this all amounts to 20 Isaron. This 6 sa'in equals 2 ephos equals 20 isaron. And asara l'chametz, asara l'matzah. So they took of the 20 isarons, they get 10 were reserved for chametz and 10 were reserved for matzah of the lachmei toda. So then it says in the Mishnah, asara l'chametz, isaron l'chala. So when it came to chala, we know there are four types of lachmei toda. There are three types that were matzah, and there's a fourth type that was chametz. So 10 of the isaronim were used for chametz, for 10 chalas of chametz. The other asar lematzah, the 10 that were reserved for matzah, had to be split between 30 matzahs, because there were a total of three types of matzahs, 10 each. So asar lematzah, umatzah shalosh minim, which there are three types of matzahs, there are chalos, rikikin, revucha. So they split in half chametz to matzah, but you need to make more matzahs, 30 matzahs, to the 10 chalas of chametz. Nimtzua comes out from all this that shlosha esronim ushlish l'chol min v'min. So now in the world of the matzah, you have 10 esronim. For matzah, you need three types. So 10 divided by 3 is 3 and a third for each. You have 3 and a third for the rekikin, 3 and a third isaron for the, what were the other types? So the chalos, and 3 and a third for the revuchin. And then that, shlosh chalos l'isaron. Now, from each isaron, you have to make 3.5 isarons. You have to make a total of 10 chalas of each type. So you had to have each isaron was able to produce 3 chalas, if you're following all that math. Okay. It was pretty much taking 10, dividing into 30 types. So I mean, each chala came from a third of isaron. Or in other words, one isaron produced 3 chalas of the matzahs. So then the Mishnah says, of Amida Yushalmis, with regards to Yushalmis, which start with 5 sa'in, so that was Hayu Shloshim Kav. It's the same equivalent to 30 Kav, which is, in that case, if you use the Yushalmis, so then 30 Kav, you do Chamishasa L'chametz, you take 15 Kav for Chametz, the 10 Chaz L'chametz, and Chamishasa L'matzah, and then 15 Kav was used for Matzah, which ended up breaking down to 30 Matzahs altogether. So chamishas al chametz, 15 of the kav were reserved for the chametz chalas. Kavu mechza lechala. Each kavu mechza was able to produce one chala. Chamishas kavu mechza lechala for the chametz one, and then chamishas al matzah uve matzah shalosh minim. There are three types of matzahs: chalos, rekikin, revucha. So Nimso comes out after doing all the math, Chameshes Kavin L'chol Min V'min U'shtei Chalos L'Kav. So again, if you reserve 15 Kav for the matzah, so now you have to have 5 Kav for one type of matzah, 5 Kav for matzah type 2, and 5 Kav for matzah type 3. And now each Kav was able to produce 2 Chalos. So 5 Kav turned into 10 Chalos. That's all the math. It would be much easier if I gave you a little chart here, but that's the math. It's simple math when you do it outside. Hopefully you followed that. So the Gemara now asks the question, its first quote to the Mishnah, Toda Ha'isaba Chamesh Son Yushalmis. Asks the Gemara, Minah HaNimile, how do you know that the Eifa is the same as the equivalent of three sun. The Mishnah said that there are six sun midbarios, which is the equivalent of two ephahs. That means one ephah for every three sun. How do you know this? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Gemara of Chista, the Makra ha'ephah vabas tochen echad. Yeah, the ephah and the measurement of a bas have the same tochen, have the same measurement, the volume. It's all echad. So the Gemara says, ma bas, just like a bas, which is a measurement, apparently, is shalosh sa'in, af efa shalosh sa'in. So that's how we know that an efa is shalosh sa'in. So how do you know bas gufa minol? How do you know that a bas itself, this measurement, is three sa'in? Ilema dichsev, if you're going to tell me, because it says in the pasuk, la seis maser, ha chomer ha bas. You have to take maser from the chomer, from the essence of the bas, the measurement of a bas. So it turns out that it's going to be, that's going to turn out to be, one second here, that the Chomer apparently is 30 Sa'im. So if you assume that, I'm not sure how we know that, but if you assume a Chomer is 30 Sa'im, so a Meiser of that, 1/10 is going to be 3. So a Bas is Meiser of Chomer, a Bas would be 3 Sa'im. If that's the Raya, so Eifa Nami, actually, it also says by the Eifa, Vasiris HaChomer HaEifa, that a tenth of the Chomer, if we assume a Chomer is 30 Sa'im, so a tenth would be 3, that means that Eifa, Asiris HaChomer is Eifa, we have the same exact pasuk by Eifa, you don't need to learn Eifa from Bas, Eifa itself could learn the same drasha. So that's not how we know that a Bas and Eifa are 3 Sa'im. Elitz learned out from Chomer Le'adana Kama. We don't know what a Chomer is, we have no idea the measurement of a Chomer. Hachanami here as well. We also don't know the just like we don't know the measurement of chama of a chomer by a bas. We don't know what a chomer is by a bas. So we can't learn anything from the ratio to a chomer. So elamim hacha from the following pasuk. It says v'chok hashemen, the rules of the oil, if you will. Habas hashemen maser habas min akor. The bas is a tenth of a kor. Aseres habatim chomer. There are 10 batim in a chomer. Ki aseres habatim chomer. So it comes out from all this that a bas is a kor. And we do know a kor is 30 sa. So since a bas is a tenth of a kor, that means a tenth of 30 is 3. So that's how we know a bas is 3 sun. And from the pasuk above that said, ha'efa v'abas tochen echad, that tells us that efa is also equal to 3 sun. Okay, so Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, ein mosifin al hamidos yosem mishtus. We don't add on to midos more than a sixth of the price or the value or the size. Below al hamatbea yosem mishtus, neither do we add on to the coin more than a sixth of its value. V'ha mistaker lo yistaker yosem mishtus. And a person who makes a profit should not make a profit more than a sixth of the cost of the item. So my time, and what's the reason we have such a din? Elam, if it's to tell me mishum afku atara, because if you start raising prices, things are going to get out of control. So you want it to be steady growth. So the Gemara says, ihachi shdus namilo. So you shouldn't allow for any increase, because then it's going to eventually get out of hand. So the Gemara says, that's not because we're concerned of the price gouging, ela mishum ona. There's a gzeres akas, so they're not allowed to do ona, because if you sell something for more than a sixth of its value, because what happened is, by you selling by more than an onah, the sale is null and void, and it's going to prevent any types of buying and selling, so therefore, keep everything within a sixth of the price and of the size. And then the Gemara says, if it's really an issue of onah, this halacha of onah that's in the Torah, doesn't Rava say, if I'm selling you 25 marbles and I give you 24, even though that's not a sixth, it's just one marble off, that's a violation. If you're selling by the actual weight, by the actual size, by the actual amount, even one off will be considered ona, nothing to do with a sixth. So if we're talking here about a sixth of whatever it's talking about, that's going to be even b'midah b'mishkal, even one off will be considered ona. So there's not a question of ona either. Ella mishum tagra keich delol mete diyana. It's a really to benefit the seller here who buys a certain. I didn't follow the whole financing here. I even tried looking at the article. I didn't follow this, but the concern is that he buys the items at wholesale, and then when he gets to the city, the price changes, the value, market value changes, and he doesn't know it changes, so he sells according to the original price, and he ends up selling at a lower price, but it's actually worth more, so he makes a loss of money. So to keep everything within a sixth of that range, always guarantees he makes some level of a profit. That's the basic, what it's saying. So the Gemara says, But really to concern, we don't want there to be a loss for the merchant. Rav Chalabai, Zavin Zavin Tagri Ikri. So what's this Shaila saying?
Meaning, Zavim is Zavim Tagri Ikri. He's selling just to become be a Tagin, just to be a merchant, not to make a profit.
So the whole point is to make a profit here. So we don't want it to be to like have him break, break even. We want him to actually make some money, not just to be called a socher, to buy something at the same cost and sell it at the same. He's just called a socher. He's not making any profit. We want him to make profit. So it's not really because of the benefit of the merchant. Ella, the real reason is why we don't allow the price change more than a six is as follows. El Amar Rav Chista Shmuel Kra Ashach. He found the pasuk v'darsh. The pasuk tells us in Yechezkel the shekel esim geira. The value of a shekel is esim geira. Fine, esim shkalim. So now take the following math: 20 shkalim plus chamisha v'esim shkalim plus another 25. That gives us 45. Asar v'chamisha shekel. Another 15. That gives us now we're at 45. We're 60 now. Hamana yelachem. So 60 equals a mana. That's the definition of mana. That's 60. So the Gemara says, mana masan varban havi. We know that a mana is actually 240 shkalim, based on the calculations that Shmuel was familiar with. How can the pasuk says that mana is only 60 shekel? It's really 240 shekel. It's so off the mark. So what do we learn from this? So ela shmamina, we learned last three different halachas. Shmamina number one is mana shel kodesh kaflahaya. That when you do the math from a mana of chulin to the math of kodesh, it's doubled. So even though in the world of Chulin, forgetting 60 for a moment, a mana typically is 100 shkalim. In the world of Chulin, it's 100 shkalim. In Kodesh, we always make everything more valuable. It's worth 200 shkalim. So firstly, we double the values in Hekdesh. That's number one. Number two is, Shmamina, Mosifin al Hamidos, you're able to increase the amount of things. However, Ein Mosifin Yosef Mishtus, you can't add more than a sixth. So 200 to 240 is now a sixth more, right? That's the math there. So now, the final chiddush is Shmamina, Shetusa Milabar. There's a big machlokus in the Gemara and Baba Kama elsewhere, whether you do the sixth or any shlish, is it based on the initial value or based on the final value? So 240, it starts off at 200. We added 40 to get to 240. So that additional 40 is a sixth of after you've gotten the 240. Meaning sometimes you would say, take the initial 200, takes a sixth of 200, that's going to give you be'erich around 30 or so. So 200, sixth of 200 should really be 230. But we're saying we don't look about a sixth of the initial starting point, we look of a sixth after everything's been calculated. So 240 tells us we added 40, 40 is a sixth of the total amount of 240. Based on this pasuk and these calculations, that's how we knew never to be mosif on a midah more than 1/6. And the Gemara concludes on this daf here, on this amid, Amaravina Masnisa Nami Daika. The Mish is also very precise in this halacha that a sixth is calculated based on the final value, not a sixth based on the starting off value. The Katani, it says in the Torah, Hayisa ba chamesh yisan yushalmiyas shein shesh midbarios shmamina. Meaning in the Midbar, in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they used five sayim. In the times of Yushalayim, later on, they used sixth. So they added a sixth. A sixth is not an extra saw is more than a six if you start from the five midbarios. But if you start from the end, the final number, six yushalmios, so adding one saw is a sixth of the total value of six. It's milibar. That's what the Gemara understands. Okay, we're all good? I hope. This stuff is much easier. Okay, Amud Beis, now the Mishnah tells, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that mikulam hayunotel echad me'asara chuma. So that from each of the, we know there are 40 challahs, 40 lachmi toda. Each one had a different type. There was three types of matzahs and one lechem. So the lach is mikulam from each type, hayanotel echad me'asar lachum. You have to take one of the 10 of each type. So meaning you need one of the rikikin, one revuchin, one of the chalos, and one of the chametz. So you give a total of 4 to the kohanim, one of each type. Shenemar tez in the pasuk, vehikriv mimenu, Echem nikol karbon chuma lashem. You take from each type and give it to a kohen for chuma. Echad says the Gemara, shall you tell parus? You can't take a broken piece. You can't take a slice. You need to give a whole challah shalim. Mikol karbon, we learn from the Mishnah and from the pasuk, sheyukul kol karbanos shavos, that all the karbanos are equal. Meaning shall you tell mikarbon al chaver? You shouldn't take two of revuchin to exempt the other type. Each type has to have a separate hafrashas chuma. And then finally, the Mishnah says from the pasuk, "La kohen hazorik es dam hashlamim lohiya." The kohen that throws a blood, to him it should be, meaning that the kohen gets to keep only that to truma, but the remaining nine challahs of each category, havashar nechal abaylim, the owner, the one who's bringing the carbon toda, is able to eat the remaining 36 challahs, and he shares it with his family and his friends. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "V'hikriv mi etan rabbanim." Hikri mimenu, he's makriv from of the lechem atoda mina mechubar. What do you mean mina mechubar? Mechubar means not muvchar. Don't get confused. Muvchar means the best type. It says mechubar, which means connected. The lach is you have to put all the chalas together in one kli. We're going to have freshest chala. The dough has to be all together in the same bowl. So here as well, the chalas have to be all together, and then you take one of that type from the mechubar that they're connected in the same keli. Echad says the Gemara, what does it mean? Echad from the pasuk. Echad shelo yitel paris. You shouldn't take a broken piece of bread and a slice. You should give a whole challah. Mikol karbon shehu kol hakarbanos shavos. That all the karbanos are equal, as we said in the Mishnah. Shelo yitel min karbon al chaver. Don't take two types of one to exempt the other. You need to have one type, one challah rather, from each of the four types of lachmei toda. Then what does it mean? The pasuk trumas laHashem. En yodeh mekamahi. How much should you take? Hareini dan, maybe you should take two or three. How many challahs should you give? So the hareini dan, let's judge the following. Nemar kan, it says truma, v'nemar b'chumas meiser, truma. So chumas meiser, what's chumas meiser? The way it works is when the farmer takes all his crops, he takes all his grapes and gives a chuma to the kohen. The chuma is either 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Midrash, he could give you even one chita, he's pater. Bachacham say give 1/40th is ayin yafa, 1/50th is beinonis, 1/60th is ayin ra. He gives some amount to the chuma. Then he takes from the remaining crop 1/10th meiser. He gives that to the levy. It has to be exactly 10%. So let's say there are 100 grapes, he gives 10 grapes to the levy. The levy now takes from his 10 grapes chumas meiser. He takes meiser from his meiser and gives it to the kohen. That's why it's called chumas meiser. So levy gives one grape to the kohen. It's 1/10th of what he received as meiser. So the Gemara says now there's a gzera shava. It says again nemar kan. It says by lachmei told it calls it a truma. And it's nemar but chumas meiser. It says chum as well. It's a malah halan just like over there by chumas meiser. It's echad me'asara. It's 1/10th. So to afkan echad me'asara. When it comes to the lachmei told you give one of the 10 lachmei told one of the each types. So the Gemara then says, oh, kalich l'derchzu. Maybe I could take a different approach. Why do we have to learn from Chumas Maisre? Why is that the model? Nemar Khan, it says by Lachmei Toda Chuma, and v'nemar b'bikurim, bikurim are also referred to by the Torah as Chuma. Malahalan ein lashir. When it comes to bikurim, bikurim are the first shiva, the first fruits of the season of the shivas haminim. So the farmer goes to his property, it's around springtime, he sees it's starting to blossom, he sees the first pomegranate, the first fig, he ties a little string around it, he has to bring that as bikurim, of the first fruits of the season of the shivas haminim only. So there is no shir of how many bikurim you want. You can bring the smallest amount, you can bring as many fruits as you want of the shivas haminim. So just like by bikurim, which is called chuma, ein lahen shir, there's no shir, afkan, so to by lachmei toda, ein lashir. So why are we learning from the chumas meiser as a model that should be 1/10? Maybe we should learn from bikurim as a model that there could be any amount as you want. So the Gemara says, let's see which one is lachmei toda more closely linked to. Is it more closely linked to chumas meiser, or is it more closely linked to bikurim? So nira lemi dome. Which one is it more similar to? Donin, do we say chuma she'ein acharah chuma? That we say lachmei toda is the final chuma. You give chuma just once, and there's no additional chuma afterwards. So mitchuma shein acharei chuma should be learned from chumas meiser, which also there's no other meisers that are given after chumas meiser. But the al yochiach bikurim, don't learn from bikurim sheyesh achareha chuma. Meaning after the farmer gives his bikurim to the kohen, he has to go back to the rest of his produce and separate another chuma and meiser. So we shouldn't learn from bikurim because there are additional chumos and meisers that are being taken after the initial bikurim are being brought. So that's why we prefer to learn from chumas meiser. That's at 1/10. Or the Gemara asks, oh kalech l'derech zu. Let's take a different angle. Donin chumanechas b'makum kadosh mi chumanechas b'makum kadosh. Let's learn from where they're eaten. Lachmei toda is eaten in Yerushalayim, so to bikurim are eaten in Yerushalayim. They're very similar. V'atochiach chumas meiser shenechelas b'chol makum. The chumas meiser that the levy gives to the kohen can be eaten anywhere he wants. And since there is no din of makum kadosh by chumas meiser, we shouldn't learn lachmei toda from chumas meiser. Rather, we should learn it from bikurim, which they both have the din of makum kadosh. So it's still unclear where to learn lachmei toda from. Gemara says, okay, after all these different suggestions, Tamalomer, there's a pasuk that answers every question. It says in the pasuk by Lach Metoda, mi menu chumas lashem, ukshuba chumas meiser, mi menu chuma, it's a gzera shava. So it's no longer using the bin and av, which is simply just a model. This is a gzera shava, which is much stronger, and there's a direct link to chumas meiser, teaching us that the chuma of Lach Metoda is 1/10, like chumas meiser. So then the Gemara says, "Lamadnu l'truma she'echad me'asara." So we learn now that there's a din of echad me'asara. Aval eini yodea mikamehi chala. So there's a din they've taken after they've been baked already. You give 1/10 of each of the types. But I don't know from how much flour that you have to take each chala has to be. So that's what does that mean? The Gemara says, "Hareini dun nemar kan lechem." It says lechem by lach meitoda. V'nemar lahalan b'shtei lechem. Lechem. It said by Shter Lechem, also the word Lechem. So we now have a Gezer Shava. Or it's really using a Binyan Av, it seems. Mala Halan, just like by Shter Lechem, it's Isaron Lechala. Because the Pasuk says, Shtaim Shnei Esronim. You Shnei Esronim for Shter Lechem. That means one Isaron per Chala. So Afkan here as well, by the Lach Meitoda, the flour you should be Isaron Lechala, one Isaron per Chala. That's the Gemara answer in terms of the volume of flour being used for the Lach Meitoda. Oh, asks the Gemara, Kalech Lederech Zu. Maybe we should take a different angle. Nemar Kan, it says by Lach Meitoda, the word Lechem. V'nemar v'lechem aponim, the word Lechem as well. So this is a different binyan av. Malahalan, just like by the Lechem aponim, it's Shnei Esronis. It's two Esronis. It's twice the size of the Shnei Lechem. It says in the pasuk, Shnei Esronim Yihyeh Hachala Ha'echas. Each Hachala of Lechem aponim are made from Shnei Esronim. Afkan, here as well, by Lach Meitoda, it should be Shnei Esronis as well. So which one are we going to compare to? Are we going to compare the volume of flour to Lechem Aponim or to Shtei Lechem? Is it going to be one Isaron or is it going to be Shnei Isaronos? So the Gemara says, Nir Limi Domich. To which one is it more similar to? Danin Mincha Haba Chameitz Im Zevach. Let's compare that, which is a Mincha, that accompanies a Zevach, a carbon, namely the Lach Meitoda and the Shtei Lechem both accompany a carbon. Mi Mincha Haba Chameitz Im Zevach. Vi Al Yochir, don't prove from Lechem Aponim, which is She'eno Ba Chameitz, Ella imazevach. It doesn't have, does not come with a zevach. It does not accompany a carbon. Therefore, we prefer to learn from Shtei Lechem that it should be the volume of one isaron. Oh, perhaps we should take a different angle. Kalech lederach zo. Darin mincha haba me'aretz v'chutzlarts. Let's learn Lach Meitoda, which comes from flour that can be either produced in Eretz Yisrael or even chutzlarts. And mincha dash min yashim could come from the new grains, the old grains. And we should learn that. Mi mincha from something else. That comes haba me'aretz v'chutzlarts. Mincha dash min yashim. The lechem aponim can also come from grains in Eretz Yisrael, grains in chutzlarts, grains that are chadash, grains that are yashim. So they're more similar. V'al yochichu, don't learn from she'lechem that she'ein bals ela min chadash u'min aretz. That the she'lechem must come from grains in Eretz Yisrael and grains that are chadash. So therefore, we rather learn from Lechem Aponim. So Gemara does not have an answer in terms of the Binyan Av. Each model seems very, very appropriate. So how do we know where to learn from? So asks the answer to the Gemara, Tamalomer. There's a pasuk that tells us this is the pasuk of She'el Lechem. It says, Mimoshroseichem taviu lechem tenufa shtaim. You're supposed to bring from Mishroseichem, from Eretz Yisrael, bread, two pieces of bread, that's She'el Lechem. Shein tamalomer taviu. We know, of course, you're bringing it. The word taviu is superfluous. So ma tamalomer taviu shekol ma she'atam mevi memakom acher harehu kuzet. That which you bring from another place is like this. Meaning what? It's referring to some other carbon that's being hinted at here. Malahalan, just like she'el lechem is isaron lechala. Afkan, so too another carbon, namely Lach Meitoda, is isaron lechala. So that's we know one isaron per chala. So then Gemara asks ish I malahalan shnei esronos. Afkan Shnei Esronos. But wait a second, if you look at the total sum, that the Shnei Lechem is using a total of only Shnei Esronos, should we say as well, the Lach Meitoda should all come, the whole, everything together, should only be Shnei Esronos. And you have to make 40 chalas from Shnei Esronos, you're going to have tiny little rolls here. So maybe you should learn from the sum, not from the ratio of chala per Isaron. So the Gemara says no. Tamalomer Tihiyena, apparently there's an extra yud in the word Tihiyena to tell me that you need not one Isaron, you need a total of 10 Esronos. So one Isaron per Chala, but you need a total of 10 Esronim per each type of Toda. A little confusing. So Gemara now says, Lamanu Asara Lach Meitoda. We learn now you need 10 Esronim for Lach Meitoda. But still, asara lamatza minayin. How do you know that there are going to be 10 for the matzah, which splits into three types of matzahs? So Tam Malom, the pasuk says, al chalos lechem chametz, neged chametz. You need the 10 esronim for chametz, have matzah, and nimta esrim esronis lach betoda asara lechametz asara lamatza. In other words, the pasuk has two psukim here. It says one by the lechem, and it was one by the matzah, that 10 esronim are being used for chametz, and 10 esronim are being used for matzah. Granted that the 10 esronim for matzah are being split up to 30 total challahs, but that's what we have the drasha here. It's a little bit confusing. And the Gemara says, Yachal asara b'matzah le'yakula ne'lami minechad. One might think that the 10 esronim that are being preserved and used for the matzah should be used all for one type. Tamalomar im al toda yakrivenu, in the toda, if you're makriv on the carbon toda, v'hikriv al zevach atoda chalos matos belulos bashemen, or kiki matos meshuchin bashemen, solos merubeches. We've seen that all in one pasuk, it's having all three types together, all in the same pasuk. Nimtzu, what comes out here, you need 10 esronim to be split amongst three types. Nimtzu, what comes out from all this is shlosh esronim u'shlish l'chol min v'min. Of the 10 esronim, we're taking 3 1/3 for one type, 3 1/3 for type 2, and 3 1/3 for type 3, shalosh chalos l'isaron, and the other math is each isaron of the 10 esronim produces 30 chalos in total. Means one isaron produces 3 chalos. That's the ratio. Nimsu, what comes out from all this, lach me toda arbaim, that the total of a toda is 40 chalos, notam in arba, you end up taking 4 of them to give to the kohen, v'notes in the kohen, v'ashar, ne'chalm the bailum, the rest are eaten by the Kohen. A bit tricky. Let's do a little bit more, a few more lines of the Gemara. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, v'hikri mimenu mina mechubar. We said above, the Brisa taught us that when you're makriv, the challah, you take it when it's mechubar, when it's all connected in the same keli. All the challahs are being collected, you take out the 4 from the 40. El miat, if that's the case, d'chsivit says in the pasuk, when it comes to removing the emurim are, we take the different organs from the carbon, you have to put it on the mizbeach. It says, v'eis kol chelbo yarum mimenu, all its fat, referring to all the emurim, the fatty parts, you take from it, mimenu. Does that mean, hasam mai mechubar ikar? What mechubar is there? They already separated the emurim from everything else. So what's the drasha mimenu by the carbon? So the Gemara answers, "Kidirav chizta amar avimi, amar chizta amar avimi, shelo yinatech basar kodem shital imurim." The meaning, you should not remove the flesh until you've taken the imurim. You should take the imurim, the organs, out of the animal while it's still connected, when it's still mechubar. That's what we learn from the word mimenu, meaning, in other words, it is mechubar. Just like mimenu by the lach metoda means that they have to all be, the chaz be together, so too the imurim are removed while it's still attached to the basar, to the rest of the behema, the carbon. So Amar Mar, then the Gemara says, we said earlier, Nemar kan chuma, v'nemar b'chumas ma'iser chuma. It says chuma by lachmei toda, and it says chuma by the case of chumas ma'iser. So Gemara says, why are we learning lachmei toda from chumas ma'iser? Why not v'nei lachmei chumas midyan? Now chumas midyan, the shear is 1/500. When it came to Midian, when they collected all the spoils of Milchemes Midian, so they split, they divided the spoils amongst Moshe and various people of Klal Yisrael. So the truma that had to be given to the Kohanim there were 1/500. So why not learn from Chumas Midian that 1/500 is the shear here as well? When it came to Lachmei Toda, 1/500 should be the truma. So the Gemara says, "Donin chuma hanoheges ledoros, v'chuma neges ledoros." You want to learn a chuma that's practiced for generations. V'al tochiach, and not bring a raya from chumas midyan sheino noheges ledoros that was not practiced for generations, rather was a one-time event. And then the Gemara says, finally, v'neilef mitchumas chala. Let's learn from chumas chala that the din of chumas chala is what hafrashas chala. When you give the piece of chala to the kohen, it's 1/24. Why not use 1/24 as the model? To Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, he teaches us done in davar shenemar bo mimenu chumas lashem. Davar shenemar chumas hashem mimenu chumas lashem has to have the word mimenu along with chumas hashem. Lafuke chumas chala, when it comes to afrashas chala, the lo nemar bo mimenu chumas lashem, it doesn't have the words. Although it's called chuma, it doesn't say the word mimenu, and therefore it does not serve as a model. And let's just do a few more lines. Why not here? We still have some time. So then the Gemara says, Ba'i Rav, Rabbi asks a question, Chumas lachmei toda, Chumas lachmei toda, Chayav v'nalei, Misa, a person, a czar, We said Shumas Lachmei Todah, the Shuma that's given to the Kohen. So if a Zar were to eat it, he's Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Alen. Chomesh, he needs to, if it was done B'Shogeg, if it's done B'Mezid, he's Chayiv Misa. If he ate it B'Shogeg, if it's B'Shogeg, he's Chayiv. Sorry, say one more time. Chayiv Malen Misa V'Shogeg. Oh, ain't Chayiv Malen Misa V'Chomesh, or is he not Chayiv Misa and Chomesh for eating it? So Gemara has a suffix. So the Gemara says, Kevin de itgash the Chumas Meiser, since it's connected, since Chumas Lachmei Todah has a hekesh to Chumas Meiser, and Chumas Meiser dummy, and therefore it should be completely similar, in which case, I think he's not chai for that. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps it says the word bo, but Chumas Meiser it says bo, ves chemishaso, only by the case of Chumas Meiser is a chiv misa and a chiv shogeg, but since it says the word bo, it's ma'at rachmana midmas, it excludes anything else, and therefore it excludes, Miat Rachmana excludes Todah, that Todah would not be Chayiv Misa, nor would be Chayiv Chomesh. Moreover, Midamas, they want to know, we know by Chum in general, it's Midamas. If it gets mixed together, we assume the mixture is Aser, we say the same thing together, we say the same thing by Chuma, so Lachmei Todah would also be Midamas. Oh, ain't a Midamas, to which the Gemara answers, Teku. Okay.